Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by Street Easy.
What I miss most about New York City, I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere. I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to streeteasy.com to get started. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.
Confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I'm not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
Brought to you by American Furniture Galleries.
That's right. And $160 is on the line for Are You Smarter Than Katie? Here we go. Five questions dealing with news and pop culture. And your contestant today is Wesley. Good morning, Wesley.
Good morning.
All right. So Katie is leaving the studio. $160 on the line, and she's gone. All right. You ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right. Here we go. Question one. James Comey, the former director of the FBI, was indicted yesterday for obstruction of justice and lying under oath. This is a dark first for America, as we've never had a president order the Department of Justice to indict the head of the FBI because he was investigated by him. What is not part of the DOJ? The FBI, the DEA, or the DHS?
The DHS.
Question two. Rihanna and her husband had their third baby last night. It's a little girl named Rocky Irish Mayers. Who is Rihanna's husband?
Oh, God. Oh.
3 seconds. Three, two.
Yeah, we'll go.
One.
Nick Cannon, why not?
All righty. This is a healthy guess. Question three. Jimmy Fallon's trying to compete with Jimmy Kimmel's new ratings, and he's getting a big help from Taylor Swift. He subtly announced that she will be his guest on October 6th by doing a ton of Taylor Easter eggs on his show last night. What's the name of the new album coming out a few days before her appearance? The Life of a What?
Life of a Showgirl.
Question four. Your local Starbucks might be closing down. The CEO announced that they're going to reduce their locations by 1% and lay off 900 people at the corporate level. What does Starbucks call a medium-sized drink?
A grande.
Question five, Amazon lost a massive class action lawsuit and has to pay $2 billion. They tricked people into signing up for their Prime membership who never intended to. If there were 500 million people in the $2 billion payout, how much would each person get?
500 million in a $2 billion?
Yeah.
Each person would get, that would be $500 billion and a $2 billion payout would be, oh, come on, brain. Never as easy as it in the
3 seconds. Three.
Right.
Two. One.
It's going to be $20.
Okay. Kevin, please go get Katie. And Kevin, do me a favor and check that math for me, okay? And Wesley, what do we do for a living?
Oh, wait, no, it's $40. Damn it, it's $40.
What, okay. what do we do for a living?
Oh, currently, I teach chemistry at the Los Rios Community Colleges as well as the Yuba Community Colleges.
Wow! So you are a chemistry professor?
Yeah.
Wow, you should say just, I'm a chemistry professor. It sounds amazing.
I mean, Kevin is a science major, biology major.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Very, very cool, Wesley. All right. Stay on hold.
Thank you.
And we're going to play.
It's funny that he said currently.
Currently. Well, you never know with education.
Like, well, all right. Like we can all say that.
Yeah, that's true. You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Question one. James Comey, the former director of the FBI, got indicted yesterday. And this is like a first for America. We've never had a president order the Department of Justice to indict the head of the FBI because the head of the FBI investigated him at one point. Okay.
Well, that's not why they're saying he's being indicted.
No. But,
so let's report this accurately. That
well,
is not
hold on. It was just a couple days ago that Donald Trump did tweet publicly that intention, told Pam Bondi to go after, quote, his enemies.
Okay.
So we'll see. What is not part of the DOJ? The FBI, the DEA, or the DHS?
DHS.
That is correct. That's the Department of Homeland Security. Question two. Rihanna and her husband had their third baby last night.
Oh, they did. What they have?
It's a little girl.
They wanted a girl.
And they named the little girl Rocky Irish Mayers. Who is Rihanna's husband?
Aesop Rocky. Oh, I get it. That's why she's Rocky. That's what Kourtney Kardashian and the drummer boy named their son. Rocky.
The drummer boy.
What's his name?
Travis Parker. Question three. Jimmy Fallon announced subtly that Taylor Swift is going to be his guest on October 6th by doing a ton of Taylor Easter eggs on his show last night.
Okay.
Like number 13 and all that stuff. What is the name of Taylor Swift's new album coming out? The Life of a What?
Showgirl.
And question four. The Starbucks that you go to might be closing down. The CEO announced that they're reducing their locations by 1% and they're laying off 900 people at the corporate level. How about that? What does Starbucks call a medium-sized drink?
Grande.
Yeah. And finally, Amazon lost a really big class action lawsuit. They have to pay $2 billion. Ooh. Because they tricked people into signing up for their Prime membership who never intended to. If there were 500 million people in this class action lawsuit that paid out $2 billion, how much does each person get?
Okay. It was $200 million.
It was
$2 billion.
You broke my brain for
that.
Oh, boy.
This is stupid.
Katie throws out a number that was not said, but it makes me think, like, did I say that for a second? The answer is $4, Wesley, not
yeah.
40.
Yeah.
$4 per person. All right. Final score. Katie versus a professor of chemistry, and Katie won.
Woo!
Wow. Wesley, you got 3. Katie got 4.
Wow.
Very impressive.
Whoa, indeed.
Wesley, we're going to add $20 to the jackpot on Monday. Plus, I'm pretty sure we're going to have Scream Park tickets to give away, win or lose. But what is it that you want to tell us?
Today, I am not as smart as Katie.
Not today. No, not today. But thank you so much for listening.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.